I'm talking to Nick Hicks about Audit Scotland's latest report, The Role of Boards. Nick, what's this report about?
The report looks at the role that boards play in overseeing the performance of different types of public bodies, including NHS bodies, non-departmental public bodies, and colleges. We've examined how boards work, how people become board members, and how they relate to the Scottish Government and the Scottish Parliament. And we've considered all of this in the context of the financial challenges that the public sector is facing.
And what have you found?
We found that the reduction in public sector budgets mean that boards are going to have to make much more difficult decisions about how best to prioritise their future spending and how to allocate resources. It's not always clear who leads public sector organisations because of the parallel lines of accountability between both boards and chief executives. Relationships between boards and the Scottish Government are not always consistent, and the public sector landscape remains complex despite public sector reform recently. We also found that the number of people applying to become non-executive board members is falling, and there remain weaknesses in the appointments process. Boards are not consistently good at providing scrutiny of risk, financial management and performance.
Okay, you've talked a bit about there about boards and accountability to Parliament. So what does this actually mean for the person on the street? What's the impact on the public?
Well, in terms of expenditure, in 2008-09, the boards that we looked at oversaw spending of around £17 billion, which is about half of the Scottish public sector budget. And they provide key public services such as healthcare, justice and further education. So boards are going to be at the heart of the difficult decisions that have to be made about prioritising spending in these key service areas as budget reductions take effect over the next few years. It's therefore important that their role is clear and that they're working effectively.
Now, you mentioned there about their role being clear and that they're working effectively. What actually is the role of a board in a public body?
Well, most boards of public bodies oversee the work of the organisation, making sure that it's delivering its corporate objectives and ensuring that it meets its financial targets while avoiding any significant risks. So boards have a strategic role to play as opposed to the operational role of the senior management of the organisation. In most cases, the majority of board members are non-executive and they should have no involvement in operational matters.
Now, in the report, you talk about the different bodies having different makeups and different roles in their boards, and that seems to be an issue, but surely we're talking about a quite diverse range of public bodies. I mean, would they not have different makeups and different structures?
Well, clearly there are a very wide range of public services delivered by organisations covered in the report, including healthcare, further education and protecting the environment. However, the roles played by their boards are quite consistent. There is a need to set the strategic direction for the organisation, they need to monitor and scrutinise the management of the organisation, and they need to ensure that the organisation meets its objectives. The public sector landscape that we see now is the product of many individual decisions that have been made over a period of years, rather than any objective assessment of what's best for the devolved public sector in Scotland.
Now, you say that boards are going to have to be looking at spending and what are going to be some quite tough times financially. Would not one easy way of saving some money be cutting a lot of these posts? I mean, you say they don't really have much to do with day-to-day operations, so could we not just cut a lot of them?
The pay cost for non-executive board members in 2008-09 was £5.5 million. So theoretically, they could save that if all those posts were abolished. But to do so would be to remove the governance and scrutiny oversight functions from all of these public bodies that provide vital services. So it would be very risky. The role of the non-executive is as an important check and balance on the management of public sector organisations, and it contributes to ensuring that the public services are delivered efficiently and effectively. And it also, in many cases, provides the link between public bodies and Scottish ministers and then onto the Scottish Parliament. To put the amount paid to non-executive members in context, it's only around 0.03% of the £17 billion that they annually manage.
Okay, just lastly, what would you like to see happen now?
We've made a number of recommendations in the report aimed at both the Scottish Government and individual boards. In terms of the Scottish Government, we'd like them to accept and implement recommendations around simplifying public sector accountability arrangements and clarifying the roles of boards and their relationship with the government. We'd also like to see improvements being made to the appointments process for non-executives and better guidance provided by the government on how non-executives should fulfil their roles. In terms of public bodies, we'd like to see them improve their induction and performance assessment arrangements, and we'd like to see board scrutiny focused on organisational performance, financial management and risk management.
Okay, Nick, thanks for your time.